But yeah, you know, just, I don't know, to recap, I suppose, the, like, struggle between Microsoft and Sony for market dominance has never looked stranger. In fact, I, you know, like, even you go back to the kind of Nintendo and Sega era, like, you know, the kind of battle for hardware market share, this is the maybe the weirdest it's ever been, just because you look at Sony on the software side being, like, pretty weak, but having, like, strong, like, really good third-party stuff and a really great story to tell. But also, most of it is third-party stuff that Microsoft gets as well. Meanwhile, Microsoft kind of cut price and has first-party games in a way that Sony doesn't. And they have yet to be able to crack Sony's sales lead. Which, you know, last time I looked, which has been a while now, but last time I looked, like, the, you know, the worldwide numbers make the Sony and Microsoft thing look like a done deal, or look like a much larger gap than it is if you're just looking at North America. Like, the North American numbers are not that far off in the grand scheme of things, or rather, you know, Microsoft gaining control of the North American market, or gaining the sales lead in the North American market seems very attainable. And I just, yeah, I wonder, you know, like, it's the sort of thing where, you know, Sony came real strong out of the gate, Bart, you know, in some ways because Microsoft came so shitty out of the gate. But they haven't, like, I feel like Sony hasn't been able to keep momentum going on their side because of what first party has done. Like, it just seems like the third party end of the PlayStation 4 is where it's at. But most of those games come out on Xbox. And they all come out on PC, which is probably where you should play most of that shit anyway. If you're able. So yeah, it's weird. You know, you look at the whole thing, you try to look at the big picture of all this stuff, and, like, it's a really strange time for, like, that specific end of video games. That part of the business is really weird. There are always a bunch of people standing out in front of this Taco Bell KFC, and none of them look like they're from around here. And I wonder, you know, there's a bunch of, like, really crappy motor inns and motels and stuff on this street when you first get into San Francisco. And I wonder if they're all tourists that just, like, wander down to the... I think there's a bus that picks up there, but also there's just, like, I wonder if they just wander down to the Taco Bell for a little Taco Bell Kentucky Fried Chicken breakfast, if that's... that's where they're at in life. Because there's not that much else. I mean, I guess there's an IHOP right here. They could do that. It's another diner for breakfast or something, but... but there's always, like, a good 10, 15 people just hanging out in front of that place. And it's a little unsettling. Yeah, it's, you know, when I think about it, it seems like this could be another E3 that's done after the press conferences are over, you know? Like, that's the worry. I mean, we have plenty of appointments to go and see games, but most of those games are already kind of known quantities, you know? Like, hey, come see Halo 5. Like, absolutely, of course, but, you know. We're never getting drenched. Don't say never on drenched. I mean, if you watched the show on Friday, if you watched our live show, I did broach the subject with Brad Muir. It didn't sound impossible, but it also didn't sound, you know, like the... It didn't sound like his next project, either. This lane is blocked. I need to be in that lane. This bus is trying to swerve into me. That's always cool. Okay, I should probably... Oh, whoop. second I thought that guy was wearing an Insane Clown Posse t-shirt. Not the sort of thing you see in the financial district very often. It's kind of a bad week for it to get really warm. It's like having the week before E3 be the week that I'm adjusting to heat and not able to sleep real well. Always the best fucking mind state to go into this dumb thing with. Ugh. This guy's all, I'm walking across the street with my phone and my slacks. I'm a very important businessman. I'm on my way to do some business, yes. Okay, I have to get over a lane. There are a lot of cars. And now the light's red. Alright, we're doomed. We're going to die here. He's got a cool hat, matches his shirt. It looked like a fez without the thing on top. A tassel. All right. Fuck this, fuck this, fuck this. We're going, going, going. Yeah, fucking motoring. Run this guy over. This construction area in this alley is looking more like a war zone every day. So, good work, everyone there. And I'm here. I gotta go. Podcast will be up later. And, yeah. I think we're doing it. I don't know when it's going up, but there's a Duck game quick look also in the works. So you guys have a good Tuesday.